Have you ever felt like you've got more in the tank and you know that there's more potential in you, especially in business? Jack came to set the standard and he ended up tripling his business within a couple of months. He has an email marketing company. Some of the tools and the tactics and the mindsets that we teach every 2 to 3 weeks in a free mindset webinar. This is an invite to you to come to that webinar. Just click the link below. It's the first link in the description and I'd love to see you guys there. Can't wait.
So you work on your emotionality and like a relationship is the best place to practice your emotional intelligence and your awareness. So if you ever get angry, resentful, withdraw from your partner, you ever get jealous of your partner and you want to fix that, you know, sometimes it feels really gross and icky. Like you're like, oh, why does this? I don't even know what I want to look at this. I just want to. Oh, you just get like that aggressive yuckness in you and then you don't say anything. You bottle it up and eventually it blows up in your face and then it comes back at you and then next minute she's angry at you and it's your fault because you didn't have the goddamn balls to mention something or have a deep conversation before. Then this podcast is, I'm going to tell you my experience. I'm going to teach you like step-by-step processes and just like some techniques as I go through the list on my phone of what I would do in certain situations that have helped my relationship, that have helped other people's, help their relationship. And improving this part of your relationship and understanding this gives you more freedom in your life to go and chase after what you really want. If you haven't read the book, Way of the Superior Man by David Dieter, please read that. If you haven't read the book, What Your Mother Couldn't Tell You and What Your Father Didn't Know, please read that book. And if you haven't read Enlightened Sex, Finding Freement and Fulfillment Through Sex, there's two of them, please listen to that book. There's an audio book, Finding Freedom and Fulfillment Through Sex. It talks about masculine and feminine energies and how to step into your masculine power, which is amazing. So some of the techniques that I use come from these. So essentially, I'm going to start rattling off a couple of things here that you should be ashamed about. So one thing was I used to get really triggered if Chloe ever made more money than me and still do if she makes more money than me. I get super triggered at that sometimes and my whole body feels like, yeah, that whole providership as a guy, it's just like sometimes it's a punch in the face. Like it doesn't matter. I still make an epic amount of money and it's still great. And sometimes I know if I'm like, hell yeah, I'm making more money than you. Then other times I'm like, I'm not making more money than you. And I feel very detached to that now. I used to be in a position where it would go. It would get me and I feel like I suck. And everything I do is worthless and she may as well just go on without me because she doesn't need me anymore. And I know a lot of men can relate to that because we feel this sort of sense of providership through that. However, what I think is really important and where our most highest value and quality comes from is being able to provide emotionally because that is a scarce resource and girls value that more. And when you can provide emotionally first and you want to provide financially, they go hand in hand because the better you are with emotional intelligence, the more money you're going to make. We all know that. There's studies that show that everywhere. It's not on IQ, it's EQ. So you work on your emotionality and like a relationship is the best place to practice your emotional intelligence and your awareness. It's the best place to learn. It's like a pressure cooker to learn those things. And then when you come back in business and you're talking to clients and everyone else and you know what to do, it's the best. I mean, especially, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in, like you could be Amazon running stuff, but if you're running a VA team, if you have people doing work for you and you don't know how to communicate through typing, phone calling, or talking to people, no one's gonna like stuff. And it'll end up just making you miserable because what humans will value is connection and what's what we desire most. And it's obviously it's all different forms that we value it at. But if we don't get that connection from somewhere, then we attach our worth and our purpose to something that's going to bring us no fucking fulfillment. And we want some of that fulfillment. So also being with a girl has a large social media following. I remember when I was first with Chloe and I was getting so triggered. Well, I didn't get so triggered at first. I actually knew because I was like, okay, what does a high value man look like? I'm like, well, he believes in himself and he trusts himself. And if I'm a high value man and I'm successful, I make money, I'm an entrepreneur, I've got the body of my dreams, I'm emotionally intelligent, I'm doing something every single day that is bringing me passion and purpose and I'm filled with life because of that, then I'm high value and I can get any person I want, regardless of what status that she is in. And I noticed for myself is I really wanted a high value woman. Like I used to look at Victoria's Secret models and be like, I'm going to get me one of those. Like that is what I want. And that's what I have found through my partner now. I'm like, she ticks all of those boxes. And I'm like, that is exactly what I want. And I remember thinking to myself like, man, they got to come with like a large Instagram following or something like that. And I remember, you know, with Chloe, she's got a large following. I remember when we were together and I was like, oh man, like, is this going to work? Am I going to get triggered at this? And I noticed those triggers come up and I understood what they did. I was like, wow, like, how can I be with a girl that's sort of all like this and she's always on a phone all the time and she's got this audience and X, Y, Z and she probably has all these guys looking off, like looking at her and blah, 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 all that comparison stuff that us guys go through, whether we admit it or not, it's there. So if you're not admitting it, you feel like, oh, that's not me, liar, I could bullshit. And essentially what it took to remove that and understand that was, I remember her like running through and she was like, oh yeah, like my audience is like 90% women. I was like, what? She's like, yeah. And all the things she posted is just so authentic and so real and so genuine. That's what I was looking for in a partner, that I was like, wow, like it's just reaffirmed to me that I've made the right choice. I don't have to worry about it. I wasn't worrying about it. I was concerned. I was like, I was concerned if I was going to get triggered, and I never did. And then I swear it was like I brought good energy into the relationship through that. Another one was I set up what my dream girl was and I organized my values and my boundaries to make sure that that happens. And I have a process in the Set the Standard program. Like I literally have created a process that is how to find your dream partner from head to toe. And everyone that's done it has found their dream partner. Like every single person. I've literally worked one-on-one with people. I'm not kidding. It's like 2 years ago, they are now engaged. They run through this process. They are now engaged. So it works. And yeah, if you want to get it or you want to be a part of any of those things, you can go down, click the links below, send me a message on Instagram. Or if you're interested in the Set the Standard programs, come and join. Book in a call and I'll walk you through what program would be good for you. And I remember just like things that I wanted, my boundaries, like, and I worked at the time, boundaries shifted and changed. But at the time, I worked 9 hours to 10 hours, 10 to 12 hours every single day. Didn't watch any TV whatsoever. I found it hard to balance work and love, especially when she wanted movies and cuddles and dates and all these things. And I was like addicted to work at the time. So like, I couldn't like do those things. And you know, she lovingly accepted and encouraged me to keep working and to smash work and all those things. And she was also moving through that. And now I found like we found this really good balance, because one thing that I realized personally in regards to making money success and having the dream job of your life and being able to do it and continue to progress, right? Because we don't get satisfied with stagnation. Like if I just got stuck making the same amount of money that I was making now, I'm like, yeah, it's fantastic, but I'd get bored out of my brains if I'm not progressing. So, and I remember that working hard does not relate to more financial gain. Working hard will never produce more finances in huge quantities and sums. It will at the starting range. However, if you're working hard out of scarcity, then that is going to ruin you somewhere. And when you work out of somewhere from abundance and you attract something, can you make a real high quality decision? You kick ass. One of my good friends, Stefan, he launched an NFT project and yeah, he worked hard. However, he made like $2 million in 3 months just because he was so connected to what it was that he was going to do. And I just watched it all come in and I was like, oh, that makes so much sense, you know, for that. And now he doesn't have to work hard anymore. And if he wants to make more money, do these other things, he doesn't have to. But now he can make decisions from a place of abundance to keep this wheel just growing and turning, which is freaking awesome. Yes, I had to like overcome overworking. And like I knew she was a good one for me because I remember our first date started at 5:45 in the morning. And I was a little bit early and I was like, you ready? She's like, hell yeah. And we went on a date for like 14 hours. Like we literally, like the whole time was just absolutely there. But I ended up getting really clear of my values and my boundaries. And I like wanted someone, I remember running through everything and I was like, I don't need someone who's had a good relationship with a dad. Like some people want that. But I'm like, well, my masculinity, I feel, is so strong and so good, and I've worked on it, that if my partner has a bad relationship with their father or a non-existent relationship with their father, then I'm completely fine to hold that. And that was the case. And I was like, this is great because I can hold this. And there's been a lot of learning and growing and us connecting together after that. That was a few things that triggered me. I want to understand people to understand that. Now I'm going to start getting into, because I know some of you guys can relate to that and be like, oh yeah, that was me. So, oh yeah. It's just a saying that I have at the moment. Yeah, when something's good. Then want to give some tips here in terms of emotional tips. When you're feeling emotions or frustrated, I think it's really important to have them controlled and express them in the way which is safe. And I do believe most men, from like how we've grown up, I don't know if you guys are like me. So this is like my opinion. If this is like you, oh my goodness, relate with this so much. So essentially, I grew up where my energy was too big. I was too boisterous. I was hurting other people. I offended other people. I was too rowdy. I made too much noise. I was too loud. I was always breaking things. And for me, now I look back at it, I just feel so much like sorry for tiny Corey. I'm like, wow, man, you're just a ball of energy. You just wanted to have fun and be a boy. And because other parents' kids were so conditioned because they got squished so much and let down that they, everyone else's parents and teachers and other people would just project onto you. And they'd project onto you that you're too much, too loud, too noisy. And I didn't really want to give into that. I was like, hell no, I'm here to have like fun and muck around. And I look back and I'm like, man, with my kids, like I can't wait to have them in a position where I'm just going to let them break as much shit as they fucking want. And let them play and be as big and as loud as they wanted to, especially because I grew up as acting. Right? So we got, you know, acting classes that was encouraged for us to do that. Be big, go this, like explore your creativity and improvise. And that was so fantastic and it felt so good. I'd go to school and I would go to like friends gatherings, whatever, and I'd improvise or I'd tackle in a sport or something and I'd accidentally hurt someone else. And it was all my fault, you're bad. And I'd be words to my parents and my parents would always be so embarrassed. Then I felt guilty because they were so embarrassed all the time. And then that conditions you when you grow up, especially when you then get in a relationship. And then you're feeling guilty and embarrassed all the time and you can't express your emotions in a way that would as you're a kid. Because when you're like angry or frustrated as a kid, it's like, don't have a tantrum, don't have to do this, don't punch the wall, don't blah, 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 don't freak out. So it's just like squashed. So then all that anger would then turn into drinking, that would turn into porn, that would turn into video games, that would turn into violent thoughts in your brain, that would turn into like going to bed late, that would turn into going to bed early, that would turn into like overeating, that would turn to addiction to the gym, that would turn into, you know, addiction to overworking. Sometimes overworking can serve us for a period of time, depending if we're connected to that. And it's aligned with us in our mission. It's however, it's just to know that we've got to come out of this. I treat everything sort of like a bodybuilding season, right? So it's like we have a season to sow and you have a season to grow. Sort of like in bodybuilding, it's a season to grow and then a season to shred. So it's like one's planting foundations and one is like hunting and going to crush. So when we get into our relationships, you don't know how to control these things, right? So an incident happened to me when I was with Chloe and I remember getting really frustrated and angry. And this is a real good tip for you guys. And I just felt that anger bubbling up because we were like blaming each other. It was going back and forth. It was like, bow, bow, bow. Get into an argument. And I just had to stop and just had, before I'd usually blow up or get really angry. And I just said, babe, I just need to let you know, I am so angry right now. And I still mentioned those things. And she was just like, oh, okay. And I just talked about my emotions. And I'm like, I need a second. And now I communicate those things all the time. As soon as something is happening or coming up where I'm feeling angry or frustrated, and it could be in the moment, even when she's triggered or frustrated, we'll just talk about it. Like, I'm really angry and frustrated right now. I am feeling like I need support. I'm feeling like I'm not getting the love that I need. I feel like I'm not getting the recognition that I'm needing right now. And it's actually making me quite sad. And then I'm getting a little bit depressed about it, which is really frustrating me because usually I'm on top of the world killing it. So that's how, you know, communicate by taking responsibilities for our emotions. Now, this technique can also be used in any difficult conversation scenarios. And you can use that. I mentioned it probably in the last podcast about taking responsibility just for your emotions. Oh, I remember where all this stuff come from. I don't know about you guys, but I was in a position where I was like, I was sleeping with girls to make me feel better about myself. I'd been in positions where it's like sort of cheating before. I have scrolled on, and by the way, I mean sort of cheating because it was like we would have a break, they would sleep with someone, so then I'd go sleep with someone, and I was in a situation like that. I was like, is that cheating or not? But I still feel guilty about it anyway. I've had situations where I'd be frustrated in a relationship and then I'd scroll on Instagram looking at girls and I'd just be like, I'd be like, why is this like happening? So I've had to overcome all of that to find your one and then lock them down. And then one thing that I learned really well, and this come when I was studying pickup, because I studied pickup and studied game for a while. I listened to so much. I read The Mystery Method. I read The Game. I read a lot of Neil Strauss. I watched a lot of videos in pickup and game, but then I applied them. I applied them in real life and they worked. So I was like, okay, this is really cool. So I've integrated some of this stuff, which is really cool. Think about game, which is really interesting, what they teach you is it's like, okay, well, there's two phases, right? So there's one phase of getting the girl, then there's another phase of keeping the girl. And when you notice that you fall back into any of these old habits, you're not keeping the girl. That's just a self-sacrifice and self-sabotaging pattern. If you fall back to any old bad habits of like withdrawing, XYZ, being more reactive, looking at porn, like whatever it is, then you're just going to start putting yourself in situations and scenarios where she's going to leave you. And that's so scary, right? Because when that starts happening, and this happens in your relationship, when that starts happening in your relationship, then you're coming to a worse energy at work. You're showing up with your employees differently. You're being a little more reactive at them. You're not getting things done on time for your customers and your clients, which is then bringing your business and personal reputation down, all because you're falling into bad habits with your relationship. So So you're probably thinking to me like, ah, Corey, that's me. How do I get out of that? It's all good. I'm going to tell you. But the first thing first I'm going to say, if you want to master this and nail it, join our Set the Standard community. We have the programs and places to go and get there. Follow us for more or just click on the link below in the description and you can book in a call with me. We'll run through a conversation and I'll be like, here's where you got to go and go there. And we'll damn well sort you out for that. Because holy shit, there's nothing scarier than that when that bad cycle starts heading down. So I was going to dig into this a little bit more, but I remember just being like jealous of, you know, as well, like my partner's friends, specifically male friends. And I didn't have the confidence in myself that eventually she would rely on your masculinity more than others. And then they would drop off, which always happens, by the way. And then, yeah, another thing that I do is I don't like let my partner like choose my clothes or do my washing for me. I've never been so disgusted before when I used to work in retail and men would walk in and we'd be like, oh, do you want to get these shoes? And they go, oh, I have to check with the old ball and chain first. And I was like, bitch, I never want to be that guy. No way in hell. Yuck, disgusting. So I get my own clothes and dress my damn self. I do my own clothes and my own damn washing. I like to clean and do all the things and keep the room tidy and make the bed and all that stuff. Only in situations where if I'm running out of time or something where I'll ask for help for something, but not with washing. I hate it. I don't have a thing for washing. I'm like, no, I do. I do my own washing. I buy my own clothes. However, I'm happy for you to give me suggestions or if there's anything that's really good that you think is going to be like great, for sure, I'll accept that. However, I'm doing my whole wardrobe. And if you really want to say in anything, like you can send me out ideas, but sorry, I buy all my own clothes. Like no way. That scared the crap out of me. So essentially if you're stuck in the position, you're like, okay, Corey, I don't want to be a simp like that. How can I prevent that from happening? Well, that simply just comes down to self-awareness. Purely comes down to self-awareness. And I'm just going to teach you how to get aware of your own self-awareness. And that is one is like learning to label your emotions when they come up. Such a simple skill, right? Such a simple skill, not easy to do, but it's simple. And like what I'm feeling right now is relaxed and happy that my L5 disc is not shooting pain down the back of my leg. I feel really content about that. However, my foot's a little bit numb. But besides that, great. And just being able to label those emotions is really important. And I'm going to teach you where sort of your conscious thoughts come from to give you a tool and sort of like a mindset tool that you can think of. So on the screen right now, if you're watching, there's going to be an image and it's called my ego triangle and you'll be able to see that there. If you're listening, I'm going to paint the picture for you. So essentially what happens is your thoughts all come, a lot of it comes from your unconscious. And if you're unaware of anything sticky that's not emotionally not feeling right, it's usually coming from your shadow. And what happens is when you first become aware of those things, you start on a left-hand side of the triangle, right? So essentially it's like, picture a triangle in your mind. And there's like those masculinity triangles and like 3/4 of the way up to the top, there's a line that goes through it, right? Anything on above that triangle, like the tip of the triangle, is being consciously aware. Anything below that line is consciously unaware. So you're unconscious. So if you start on the left-hand side of the triangle, we're going to move to the right-hand side of the triangle, then we're going to go up. The left-hand side of the triangle is when you learn one of those things about yourself, but it's timid. It's a seedling. You're timid about it and you might be shy, scared, afraid. You might learn something that hasn't really integrated yet. The next part of your journey is to Road of Excess leads to the Palace of Wisdom. Go too far with it. Like actually go too far and give yourself permission to do that. Like as a kid, how many times did you go way too far with something for someone to pull you back up on whatever mistake it is that you made? And they go, no, this is the best way to do it. And you go, oh, that's the way to do it. I feel like as adults, we're in a position where you get judged for going too far these days, judged for being too much, as I mentioned beforehand. And I'm just here to say, spread out the message, fuck that to that. Just because people can't hold you in some sort of chaotic state doesn't mean that they don't have to. Some people have to, especially if you're in a business, if you're walking through, if it's a partner relationship and you want to be big and push things too far. It's like, well, if you love me, you respect me, you want me to be here, you're going to have to deal with it. And I want to normalize that in the best way because I believe we should be able to, and this, I know it's using the should word, but I'm doing this as well. I'm working on it. I want to be one of the people who lead in this way that encourage people to be big and too much. And so that I can hold those people to help them get there. I do it with my clients all the time. So why can't we do it all the way? So even if you're not going to do that, I'm going to do that. But I do encourage you to do that. Go too far with things. Take up the space. Americans do it. Why can't us Australians, right? So start off timid and then we go way too far. Let's say, for example, something like, it's almost like the gym, right? It's like, you don't know what you can bench press until you go, maybe you get on a bench press. Let's say you've never done a bench press before and you're like, oh, you're like 40 kilos. That could be, you know, like 70 pounds, right? 70 pounds, 40 kilos. And you're like benching that. And then you put on 100 kilos, which is like 215 pounds, something like that, 220 pounds. And you go to put on that on the bench press and it's way too heavy. Oh, crush you. And then you go, all right, I'm going to move this back down to maybe 60 kilos, which is probably like, a, you know, 140 pounds, something like that. And then you can lift that. And you're like, oh, wicked, I can do a few here. Now you're conscious of where you're at with the bench press. You're conscious that you can lift 60 to 70 kilograms, 120 pounds, whatever it is. Good news. Now, this is the same thing that happens in your emotions and your thoughts and what's happening in your relationship. So when you start noticing some things that are sticky, and let's say it could be an emotional tech, something's happening and you're feeling frustrated and resentful. And when you finally understand, you're like, okay, maybe this is something about me and my ego in relation to not feeling safe when my partner is scrolling on her phone because an ex partner of mine was on her phone all the time hiding from me that she was messaging boys. So now that you're aware of that and you're timid, okay, and it's like it's timid and there's awareness and you might not want to say anything about it, but you're like, okay, I'm aware of this thing just by asking the question. Now a road of excess leads the palace of wisdom. You want to push it too far, and it's to hold the space and have the conversations and speak professionally. But hey, if you need to be a little bit messy about it, so be it. How I would approach the situation, hey, just letting you know, when you're on your phone like that, I feel disconnected from you. And when you're on the phone in the car, and when you're on your phone in the bed, for some reason, I feel gross about it. It makes me feel distrustful to you, even though I know that you're not. I've had previous experiences where that's happening. And honestly, it doesn't make me feel good. And for a while, I would like it not to happen in the relationship. Next time I'm on the phone, hey, just reminding you again that that time, that what I mentioned about before on the phone was real. And currently, right now, my body does not feel good for me. Don't feel good about that. Happens again. You mentioned them. Hey, just letting you know. How you're showing up on your phone when you're in the bed next to me like that, for me, is risky business and like, I don't like it. It's making me feel gross in my body. Would you mind jumping off your phone? And then if you want to take the advanced techniques, you want to be really good partners when they're off the phone, when they're connecting with you, it's, you're mentioning, I appreciate you so much for not being on your phone right now and connecting with me and just being here with me, especially if like you like quality time or something, because this might not be you, right? It could be words, it may not be phone, it might not be time, it might not be other things, but if anyone's been triggered in this situation, you can think of your own. This is just one. I appreciate you so much for not being on your phone and being present with me. Like, that means a lot to me and it makes me feel like I can trust you more. You say those things and you're conditioning something positive that's happening, but now because you're aware of it and you're pushing it to the road of excess, you're going too far with it or even talking about it too much to the point where you both become aware and conscious of it, that when it goes, when you do achieve consciousness with it and you understand what it is, then you don't have to mention it as much because you've just conditioned something positive in the relationship. I cannot tell you how many times this has happened in my relationship with how I want my relationship to be, especially when I remember when I was with Chloe, I was like, she almost ticks every single box, but there's quite a few things here that if they stayed over a long period of time, I wouldn't be happy. I wouldn't stay around this relationship. But I'm here, I'm committed for the long run, and I want to do it with her, and I want to figure out and iron out all these kinks. So I mention these things, I talk about them, I discuss them to create a relationship that I actually want and that's standing up for myself. And that's also been in the position where I'm not afraid to hurt her. And I understand that women in general also have really big emotional capacity tanks. Us as guys, I feel this is my experience, don't know if it's for you, but I feel like, oh, I don't want to feel all those emotions. Like feeling emotions all the time is too much. And just because, and this is a projection, just because I can't feel emotions doesn't mean that they can't feel emotions. Especially being a woman, they can feel emotions way better than we can. So, and then I get scared because I'm like, I don't want to feel these emotions. I wouldn't want her to say these things to me. Like, because that would get me like riled up when she said those things to me. I want to avoid and be out there. However, I'm like, I'm dedicated to getting the, like creating the relationship I want. So you best believe I'm going to put myself first. And I'm going to damn well say them even when it feels so uncomfortable. I'm like, oh God, I don't want to say this. I don't want to say this. Here's a boundary. I'm putting it in. I don't like when we do this. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And I would ideally like a relationship to be like this. I just said it. Yes. Now that's just bringing things aware and conscious. And then you can talk about them. When they are, you figure them out and it conditions a relationship to be something amazing, which is why I'm in a relationship where I fall in love more and more and more every single week. And my business is booming and I can do things like bodybuilding competitions at the same time. I don't know too many other people who have managed a multi six figure company, competed in a bodybuilding show, maintained a social life, and grew more in love with their partner. And that all happened due to just using these communication skills, which come from being aware of myself. And how you can get aware of yourself is doing some of the exercises in the Set the Standard program, to be honest, like understanding your strengths and weaknesses. The most important thing that I know that works for people understand themselves is talking to other people who are working on themselves. That is the most important way to understand yourself, upgrade your self-awareness, and improve your personal development all day, anyway. And they always say, you know, you're the sum of the five people you hang around. I believe that extends now. That becomes the sum of the people that you hang around, who you follow on social media, and the online communities that you are in. And if you're not doing any sort of online community, or there's a part of your routine is missing where you're not doing any personal development with other people that are doing personal development, you're missing out on your highest freedom and your highest potential. And if you do want to work on that, then click the link below, book in a call with me. I'll direct you towards which one of our programs would be probably one of the best for you. We've worked with over 200 men, if you're listening to this at this time, and we've seen crazy amounts of transformations. It's ridiculous. We can walk you through all of them if you want to see if any of them relate with you. I'm living proof. My employees are living proof. My clients are living proof. It's the best. But if not, you want to keep doing just listening to this stuff, and that's completely fine as well. But I do challenge you to rise up. So yeah, that is essentially it. Thank you guys for watching this video. If you got anything out of it, please subscribe, click the link below, or share with a friend, send to a friend as well, and then ask them to subscribe so that you don't miss out, because we are putting out this good stuff all the time. And I know what it's like too, when you get in a flow of listening to content, you're like, oh, this is really good content. And then like a year down the track, you're completely listening to something different and it's not serving you. And you're like, I've got to be listening to what I was listening to then, because I was on fire then. And I know that most people around my circle are on fire because I'm in here setting the damn standard, giving you guys podcasts while I'm on the beanbag, injured as hell. Love you guys. Thank you so much for watching. See you in the next one.
Thank you so much for getting this far into the podcast. As a token of my appreciation for the loyal listeners, you can get a $50 discount of your first month inside the Set the Standard community. That'll help you double your business and reprogram your mind. We have 2 live group coaching calls per month, 8 modules and challenges, and an exclusive network where you can meet all the men who are setting the standard in here. Please use the code PODCAST, capital PODCAST, to get the first $50 off of your first month. Can't wait to see you guys in there.